for the Bible tells me so. God bless you and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our friend Lindsay Williams, and we're going to be talking about some things he told me last October. And Lindsay called me in mid-October, said that he'd had a talk with his friend who was dying of cancer, who had been actually the CEO of Atlanta Richfield. When he retired, Lindsay had known him for 30 years. And Ken Fromm had told Lindsay that there was going to be a major conflict in the Middle East in 4 to 6 months. Now, I'd specifically asked Lindsay, well, is that going to be a war with Iran? Because I just had this feeling we were somehow moving towards a war with Iran. And Mr. Fromm was very specific, no, Lindsay, it's not going to be a war with Iran. Then he went on to say that the price of oil would be going up, and 4 to 6 months from now it would be moving towards $150 to $200 a barrel, that down the line, as soon as they got the price of oil up high enough, then they were going to begin to drill oil, release oil here in the United States. Now, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand the world is awash with oil. There's no shortage of oil. The reason oil prices are going up now is because they're being manipulated up by the commodity brokers. They're playing the commodity markets. It's all manipulation. There's plenty of oil, and we have massive oil supplies here. They just have blocked the drilling for it. Well, then, of course, about a few days ago, one of our regular supporters called us and told us about something going on in Texas. You haven't heard about it, but it's called Eagle Fork or Eagle Ford development. It's down in southern Texas, about 1,000 square miles or something like that, a great big area, massive development down there where they're drilling, and they're spending a lot of money, billions of dollars, drilling for oil and then capping the wells. Why would you drill for oil and then cap the wells and just keep putting the wells down as rapidly as you can and then cap them? Well, obviously you're waiting for the price of oil to rise. But why would the price of oil really go up? I mean, you might get it up temporarily by manipulating the markets, which they do, and they manipulate the markets all the time, because, of course, the oil companies are in cahoots with the Commodities Trading Future Corporation, and we've got some of the finest bureaucrats, government bureaucrats money could buy, but you're never going to get the price up and keep it up unless you disrupt the price of world oil. And how would you disrupt the price of world oil? Well, you'd have a massive conflict of some sort in the Middle East, and you'd cut off the oil supplies that are coming from there, the largest one in the world. We're talking about Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Libya. I mean, all of these countries that have tremendous amounts of oil. And how would you do that? Why, you'd have suddenly violence and overthrow the governments there, and you'd disrupt the whole structure of the governments, and then the price of oil would go up, and then you could uncap the oil wells that they're drilling so frantically. Lindsay Williams, thanks very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, it is a privilege to be with you tonight, and the elite have done it again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, basically, I'm not saying this was going to happen, but I can't imagine any other way they're going to get the price of oil up to $150 to $200 and keep it there unless they totally disrupt development, the availability of oil from the Middle East. And this is, I believe, what Lindsay was being told almost 6 months ago now. There's going to be a major conflict, and there is. That whole part of the world is literally going up in flames. Lindsay, you pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, it has happened again. This is so startling. I was utterly dumbfounded. The House of Representatives in Washington.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about the product to protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I was going back, it was in the July of 2008 when I contacted him after not talking to him for many years, and we began to see this whole sag unfold, and I've just enjoyed hearing his reports. But last October, mid-October, towards the end of the month, why he told me that there was going to be this major conflict in the Middle East and that the price of oil was going to go up. Now, of course, we've seen the price go up to about 113. It's back down right now, but I think Lindsay's right. I think the price is going to go up, and that is really going to tank our economy. But that's really all part and parcel of this program. But Lindsay, go ahead, because you are the one who knows this better than I do by far. Is it one thing, you were told there was going to be a conflict in the Middle East. Two, they were going to raise the price of oil. When they got the price of oil up, they were going to begin to drill for oil. Right now, apparently, they're drilling frantically in southern Texas, and they're just capping all those oil wells. Why would you drill oil wells and cap them rather than get the oil out? Well, you're waiting for the price to go up. Quite. Well, how do they know the price is going to go up? You pick out the story.
Just after the conflict broke out in the Middle East, and I had predicted it right here on Radio Liberty, on your program, you had dared to allow me to come on and say something before it happened, exactly as Ed told me to me, and I said, the crisis will break out in the Middle East. It was Egypt first, then it was Libya, and now spreading to Syria and Yemen. But, Dr. Stan, you remember the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say when he was alive. They told me that all of this was being done for the purpose of taking the price of crude oil to where they wanted it. And, Dr. Stan, do you remember that they said to me the oil fields that they planned to open up, which have been locked down, government would not allow them to drill in it, would not allow any production from those oil fields. And I said they are going to open 4 oil fields. I had been told this by my elitist friend, who is still alive after Ken Fromm passed away. And I told you right here on Radio Liberty what oil fields they were going to open up after they had cut off the supply in the Middle East and had caused the price of gasoline to go to $6 to $7 a gallon, and were going to take crude oil to $150 to $200 a barrel. And they told me, and I sat here with fear and trembling. Really, Dr. Stan, I did. You know, some of these predictions that these people tell me, that they have already made decisions behind closed doors, and then they tell me what they're going to do. When I come out and say some of these things, Dr. Stan, I don't say it easily. I sometimes sit here behind this microphone with fear and trembling whenever I give some of these predictions that these people have given me, because I know that my credibility of 35 years and an author of 6 books, I know that my credibility, and not only that, but Dr. Stan, I know your credibility is on the line too, because you allow me to come on the air. And sometimes I say these things with fear and trembling. I'm going to give you, here it is. You remember I told you the 4 oil fields that were going to open up? It happened this week, Dr. Stan. Okay, I'm giving you something to do, folks. Everybody out there in the listening audience, go do your homework. I want you to find it for yourself. You'll find it on the web. Here it is. And I sit here utterly amazed. The House of Representatives voted, yes, this week, the first of this week, the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C., voted for the very first time ever on Thursday of this week. That's right. Only 2 days, let's see, today's Friday. They voted on Thursday.
That was just yesterday, right.
Yeah. And here's the vote. You can find it for yourself. 243 to 179 was the vote. What did they vote to do? Folks, you've got to go look this up on the web. You are going to be amazed. They voted to reverse President Obama's Offshore Moratorium Act. But wait a minute. There's so much more to this, folks, than you can possibly imagine. And when you read this, you're going to be amazed. Remember now, please, one more time. I said that the elite told me 1 week after the crisis broke out in Egypt that it was going to spread all over the Middle East, that it would spread for the purpose of taking the price of crude oil where they wanted it to go to $150 to $200 a barrel. And then I said, whenever the Middle East oil supplies are cut off, I said they're going to open up 4 major American oil fields to drilling and produce oil for the first time from our own soil. It's in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. Folks, please, I finally were able to do something this week. We finally have the Energy Non-Crisis for you. Dr. Stan, you remember when Energy Non-Crisis went out of print, and you said, Lindsay, I hope you'll reprint that book, and I just couldn't afford it at the time. But we have. We've got the Energy Non-Crisis for you again. Now, you can get it for less than $9. You heard me correctly. We're making this for pennies. Go to Amazon Kindle on your computer, on the web. Go to Amazon Kindle, and you can get the Energy Non-Crisis. That's right. Whenever you go to Amazon Kindle, type in The Energy Non-Crisis, and you can have my book. And there's a chapter in there entitled, If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, and Dr. Stan, it happened this week. The House of Representatives reversed Mr. Obama's offshore drilling moratorium, and you want to know the fields that they listed in right in the bill, went before the House of Representatives, they said that they were going to allow, I utterly amazed, Dr. Stan, because when I gave this on your program, the four oil fields that they were going to open up, I did it with fear and trembling, and here it is right here, right in the bill that was voted on Thursday, yesterday, in the House of Representatives, they listed Gull Island. Dr. Stan, this is amazing. They said, we are going to lift the moratorium on drilling in Southern California, the Arctic Ocean, off of Alaska's Bristol Bay, and they listed a few other places, and Dr. Stan, they listed the very place that I talk about in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, which I watched 35 years ago, the largest oil field on the face of the earth ever brought in. And Dr. Stan, you talked with the man on the phone before he wouldn't talk anymore. You remember it, and you asked him about that place, and if I remember correctly, he told you, oh, Lindsay is not even telling half the truth. There's more oil up there than what he even talks about in his book, Energy Non-Crisis. I remember you saying that one time. They are going to open, according to the House of Representatives, these areas for Dr. Stan, they are getting ready. When the crisis in the Middle East gets so hot and heavy, and whenever the oil supply is cut off finally in Saudi Arabia and the royal family is deposed, and I sit here with fear and trembling saying these things, knowing it's going to happen because the elite already have it planned,